Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it is Hot Topics time. Our buddy Rob Sacre sitting in with us today. Appreciate that. Good to see you, bud.
I got to give a shout out real quick for this.
Oh, here it is. The real reason he came in.
No. VPC Electric.
Okay.
When I tore my Achilles. We were
they
doing a
fixed pro- it.
Kevin.
No. Tim Simmons, Corey Simmons' brother.
Yeah.
NIC. I couldn't. I had to finish up whatever. I worked the next day when I tore my Achilles.
Of course you did. That's Rob's.
That's
what Rob does.
Come on, man. It's a little
job's a job.
Yeah,
dude.
Job's a job. But they took over and really did a fantastic job.
Finished up your project.
Well, finished our. We were a project together, but I just wanted to.
I wanted
to give them a shout out just because
is awesome.
They took on the slack of the team when you know we're a team and
nice effort.
Yeah, they did a great job. And if you ever need electricity, holler at them.
That's cool to be able to have somebody that you can count on to step up.
Yeah, and it was a good big project that we were working on and. Again, I tore my Achilles. The next day, I finished whatever, and they picked up the slack. So I just wanted to give them a shout out for that.
Yeah. When will you be back at your excavating?
Friday.
Wait, do you had surgery
this week?
You had surgery when? Or do you? I'm assuming you had it. I didn't ask you that earlier.
No, I probably won't do Friday just because I don't want to be gimping around in 105.
Ooh.
But I'll be on Monday. I'll be back on Monday.
So,
I'll be back in a piece of equipment.
So did you have surgery like the next day, or how did that go?
I tore it. Thursday, I had surgery the next Wednesday.
Okay.
Did you do it at the same place with the vasectomy?
No.
Different surgery,
no.
I think, Kevin. Yeah.
Way different surgery.
Yeah.
And
I still need to go get it.
I need to go get that surgery. FYI, people who just bump into me and ask me about it. I get that all the time.
Yeah,
no more kids.
You're like,
people are so funny.
Funny enough.
Still need to do you're it. On the couch anyways. You might as well do two at the same time, right?
You know what? Kill two birds with. I don't like that much pain.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm not a pain guy, Steve. That's Rob, something you might like. I don't know.
I've always wondered this, and now you
easy.
Easy. He was the one who said he was a dog.
Made it through 3 hours. Easy.
Hey man, I'm good. I'm good.
We had to put a choke chain on you. That's why. All right. Done.
Rough.
Rob Sacre, you tear your Achilles, and you have to get surgery. Do you still have like an in with Gonzaga doctors?
Well, Northwest Orthopedic. Am I saying that right?
Sounds like it.
They took care of me. They did my surgery on my other. I'm gonna butcher this. Surgeon's name, Dr. Corin.
Okay.
She was amazing. She came in.
Okay. Excellent.
They did an awesome job. Highly recommend them. I was the only probably guy under 50 in that building.
Yeah.
But, you know, it
made
happens.
You feel good.
Made me feel real good.
Uh-huh.
But, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
It happens. You're living life, man.
I am living life. I expected to get hurt some way on the job.
Sure.
Or, you know, dealing with horses and dumb animals.
Yeah, right.
Or, you know.
Absolutely.
You can hurt yourself.
Yeah. Even playing, I would have taken it. But to demonstrate.
A drill?
To demonstrate.
To high school kids.
Demonstrate.
We're not talking about a game. We're talking about demonstration.
Demonstration.
Yeah.
Demonstration for the... No, let's go. Next line. Let's go.
Let's go. Poor Rob. That stinks. But you will be in a boot starting
tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll cut this bad boy off, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even have pain. Honestly, the pain I have is everywhere else. But my Achilles now.
Because you're so old.
Just overcompensating. Careful, Jay.
Easy.
But it's overcompensating for other stuff.
Well, sure. Yeah. And you're walking around on a...
Yeah, it's yours out of balance.
Knee scooter.
Yeah. But you were flying around in the parking lot, though.
Buddy, I fly around everywhere.
I was going to say, why do I feel like you were pushing that knee scooter to the limit and that you're risking injury again?
Well, dude, for real. All right. I had one almost major accident. One in this bad boy. And it was in the middle of the night, and I had to pee. And I'm trying to... I had parked it far away from the bed that I had to hop.
Uh-oh.
I parked it far enough away from that I had to hop, and it's dark, and I'm stumbling all
over. How risky is that with little kids and toys and everything else?
It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. Nightmare. But we made it work.
Yeah.
Me and Scoots.
Scoots. Oh, you got a nickname Scoots. For it.
Of course you
Scoots.
Do. Yeah, why wouldn't
me
you?
Me and Scoots, and, you know, we just roll around town.
Then you can autograph it and, like, you know, sell that online. Rob's they offered knee scooter. Me.
They were like, would you like this pink one? I'm like, I'm a man. I'm not going to wear
it. Well, you're such a man. You could have pink.
Yeah.
Salmon, if we call it pink.
Salmon. Okay. Yeah.
I'm a man. All right. Let's go. Come on.
What'd you purchase so far? You want to get it off your chest? You've been sitting around, foot up. Not doing anything other than watching the Olympics.
I've been reading. I bought a bunch of books. I bought a bunch of books.
There's a lot worse things you could buy.
Trust me. I'm doing everything in my power. I'm like, oh, man, look at this thing on Craigslist or Facebook. I don't have Facebook, so they don't do the marketplace. Thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. You would
get you.
I heard Facebook Market is dangerous.
Well, the problem is they're so good at it to where – once you start looking at something,
oh, it's all pops up.
They know what you want, and so they just keep feeding it to you.
I may or may not have looked for a golf cart at one point.
Oh yeah,
algorithm.
Oh, it's insane.
The algorithm is strong.
It's insane. All I get is
I have that with Twitter. Don't worry, my algorithm's strong. On that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, all you gotta do is use your phone. Can't believe you didn't know that. Should have used your phone. It would have been better. Here's one that's unfiltered, but I couldn't see it with the eye. All you had to do was use your phone. Like, okay, well, I guess I didn't know.
Huh.
My bad.
Kevin James.
I didn't know either. So, population 2.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot topics round two with our buddy Rob Sacre. Rob, do you ever think you'll be like into pickleball or any of these sports as you get older?
When I tore this, I called Casey Calvary because he has a wellness center up on 5th called Core Institute. So I was like, Casey, I tore my Achilles. What do I do? What rehab? He told me to get collagen, do all these things, go in there and get some treatment.
Sure.
Hyperbaric chamber, all that. He goes, this is why we play golf.
Oh.
Right.
I see.
You know, I see.
There.
I go, oh, that's why people play golf.
Less likely to get injured.
Yeah.
Casey still hoops, though, too, doesn't
I know. It? This yeah. guy tells me that.
Yeah.
He's doing the – he goes, no, this is why you get to a certain point. You just play golf.
You play
just
golf. Play golf.
I can't be a golf guy.
You don't think you'll ever do it?
Not me.
Just too slow.
Not your game.
Not my speed. I'll go and hit some balls around every once in a while and play. Yeah, but to do it, I think I'm too competitive to the point where I just don't have time to be good at it.
It takes a lot of time.
Absolutely.
It takes
and
a ton
I want
of time.
That I want to be. I'm not just going to put time into something.
Well, it's hard to carve 5 hours out of the middle of any day.
Yeah. Hey, honey, I'm going. I love these guys. Oh, tell your wife you're coming golfing. I'm like, nice try, buddy. She knows 5 hours I'm going to be gone, leaving her with the baby. Nice try. Good. You tell her that. Tell her that. 5 hours. I'm going to go out and drink and hit some balls for a while. I'll be right back.
Now you know why I didn't play golf for 15 years.
I gave it up.
I get it. I know you love Spokane. It's like you've
the
said
best,
it many times.
The greatest place ever.
If you had to go someplace else, had to live someplace else,
Montana?
Oh,
I'm already looking at Montana.
You
okay.
And Kenny?
I wouldn't go that far. Eastern Montana's. Yeah. Honestly, Eastern Montana, as bland and dull and.
It's just wide open.
It's one of my favorite places on earth. I love that. I love Kenny's property out there.
Is it because it's a lot of nothing and there's
I
nobody
think
nearby?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think. I took the kids this past fall or spring. I can't remember when, but when the seasons were changing. And they just ran. My son learned how to drive Jeep. He just was. Everybody was like, we just have fun. Go play. Run. Go.
Yeah.
Be wild.
And no worries about
of
anything.
Nowhere.
Yeah, that's right.
40 square miles. That's what he has. 40 square miles. And
40.
closest neighbor's 35 minutes away.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So it's awesome. But if I had to leave, I'd probably go somewhere Montana.
That's a different mindset. You have to worry more about animals than people.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I deal with that on a normal basis.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Do you...
Animals don't talk back.
Well, if they do, there's a different issue, but yeah.
I don't know what made me think of this earlier. Oh, you were talking about your getting out of the bed to get your scooter.
Yeah.
Is your bed always child-free? Or do you have children in the bed sometimes?
Well, now that this injury's happened, I can't have... I'm like, no. First of all, you're 100 degrees. You're 150 degrees.
It's like having a heater in the bed.
It's the worst.
That's true.
And then
you're 100 degrees.
I'm sweating. My pillow's soaked because I'm next to this heat. Yeah, it's cool in the wintertime when I have the window open and you're next to me. That's fine. But
not.
No. And then what they do, too, is like they're 100 degrees and they'll be on either side of me.
Oh,
but
man.
Not be in the blankets. They'll be on top.
Oh, so you're pinched in then.
Pinched.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's terrible. Dude.
You know.
So what are we looking at?
I don't need CPS calling me, but I'm throwing both.
You're like trying to sleep.
Get off of me, man.
That's crazy.
So, but right now with the foot, you guys can't stay in bed. No. There's no.
Like,
we're not
get out of here.
We got. I can't carry you to your bed. And,
right. Once you fall asleep, I don't have the ability to move you. One leg. Right. That's, you can put him on the scooter.
Well, no, true. Because I try not to make this a toy, Jay.
Yeah, I understand.
They look at this as a toy.
Well, I don't blame that, Jay.
My daughter will, hey, guess what, sweetie? I need this to get around the house.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Don't Don't just park it on the other side of the house and leave it there thinking that I'm okay.
I wonder where they get the idea that it's a toy, considering you were racing around the cubicles here in our studio just a few minutes ago.
I don't know if... I don't know if you guys see Trailer Park Boys. It's my favorite show. Probably I got my language from them, Canadians, those guys.
But yeah, I
haven't
seen
a thing. It. There's a thing. They go, Chips, let's go. My thing is Scooter. Let's go.
Scooter.
Let's go. Come on, Scooter.
Wherever it is, go get it. Bring it to me.
Scooter, bring it here. Let's go. Yeah, I make it look fun, but it's not.
That's a pain. I just wondered if you had a bed full of kids once in a while.
Once in a while.
Mm. It's all the time.
If I give them an inch, even the 12-year-old will try to climb in.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, come on, guys. I love you guys. And there's times where I'm like, this is the best ever. Yeah. I'm not going to have this again for a while, but no.
So true.
But when they fall asleep I just feel that heater next to me.
You're like,
dude, I've straight two-hand pushed. Get off of me many times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then they don't, their arms
There's
are all
legs
over.
There's legs and everything.
Kicking you. Yes. Kick me one more time. I'm kicking you out of this bed.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
But. No, man.
We had kids that were flailers. We had the spinners where they would be like, next thing you know, their head's down by the feet. And you're like, what is happening? Like,
how did you do that?
Go sleep in your own bed. I don't know what you're doing.
It is, man.
Or every parent knows this one. You're in the middle of the night. You're like, oh, man, it feels so good. What in hell is that warm feeling on my leg?
Whoops. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yesterday was one of those days where I was completely out of gas. Like, just...
In your personal tank?
Physically,
when you say out of gas, to me, that means something different.
I know, I thought you'd enjoy that.
I'm on the side of the freeway.
I was going to put it on Facebook. I'm out of gas. Can anyone help?
Kevin James.
They'd be like, sure, like, Jay, where are you?
Just
in my
home.
Living room.
On the big 99.9 Coyote
out
Country.
Of gas.
We played that for you, Rob, because we knew you wanted to discuss Kevin running out of gas.
What were you thinking? You were that guy, I don't need that much.
Rob, here's what I was thinking. Was
Mayor Kip told me about this.
He called me.
I know.
He said, hey, if you need any help, man, I got about 20 people around the area I could call and get you gas. And I was like, Well, I already have somebody on the way helping me, and he's like, all right.
So he saw your Facebook post that said you were out of gas? Is that
well,
how that
his wife did.
Okay.
Danny doesn't miss anything on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think.
You can say anything, and she'll be on it.
She's good on
She's
it.
She's
huh?
the
yeah.
Facebook
I don't
queen.
Feel like Kip's looking at Facebook very often.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think he's a Facebook.
He's the mayor of what?
Oslo. We'll say Oslo just to take him off. Osborne.
Osborne, okay.
Oslo, I was going to say, that is.
Okay, yeah.
But so where yeah, so were you? You left the tournament.
Yeah. See, I went to,
Silver Hoops.
Silver Hoops.
Shout out Silver
which,
Hoops.
By the way, your son played in.
Yep.
How did that go?
I wasn't there. So what I heard, they played hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the wins or loss column, but
yeah.
Right.
But he had a good time. Yeah. It's a fun tournament. I do love it up there.
It was cool. It was great. They had 50 extra teams.
Yeah, they had like 219 teams or something.
Let's
like
get it grown. Let's
that's
have
amazing.
That thing going
yeah.
to 400
I love
next
it. It's a good one. So anyways, I was there. I got done. I had a trailer with all my gear in it. And the first trouble was we go to hook the trailer lights up and there's no adapter.
Oof.
My guy who was working for me had it. He said, I put it on your car on the seat in the back. And I'm like, oh, what's over all the equipment was? Somehow we lost it. So then we had to go to O'Reilly's and get a new one. So we got
right
that.
Right there in Smelterville.
By the time I'm
shout
done,
out Smelterville.
Yeah, by the time I'm done with all this, I'm like, I just want to go.
Yeah, I've been there.
And I also have a trailer. I'm like, I can't just whip into any gas station. Mm. So I look and I've got like a quarter of a tank. I'm like, no problem. We'll get over the pass. We'll get the Coeur d'Alene. It'll be good. Mm-hmm. Rob, I missed it by a mile. I mean, by a mile. Like I.
Yeah, well, you've heard that saying,
where
right,
I
Kevin?
Was, where I was, where I ran out of gas.
I mean, I don't know if you
I
know.
Where I ran out of gas was 1 mile from where I needed to be.
Well, it might as well have been 100 at that
I've
point.
I've been there.
I didn't realize it would take that much more gas going over.
You're
there.
Hauling.
Right.
I know that, but I don't haul a lot.
Oh, well,
and I don't. Well, and if I do, it's been. Like last time I hauled,
not a diesel.
It was to Lewiston.
Right.
And it was easy. It was flat. It didn't really seem to make that big of a difference. Apparently going over the pass and.
Yeah, that'll get you. That pass will get you.
Yeah, it'll get me. Will. So it got me just enough that I ran out of gas.
Where did you get stuck? What exit?
Right before exit 11, westbound.
So like Kingston?
No. Exit 11's at Coeur d'Alene.
You're right there.
Right there. That was the exit I was taking to get gas.
The good news is he also ran out of gas in the fast lane, so he had to pull over to the left side.
I did.
So he's on the
trying to get over, but it was uphill, and man, my car had nothing. And I was like, if I try to get over, I'm causing an accident.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, though. He was on the phone with me, so I calmed him down. It was all good.
Speaking about accidents, they're going to cause an accident with this whatever they're building on 41 and the 90 right there. Like,
you mean that massive interchange of trying to make that a better intersection than it used to be?
How?
I don't know, Rob. I don't know exactly what they're building there. It is a mess. Right.
Yes, it is a mess. This is my Rob rant for the day.
Yes, all right.
Why don't we just make this 3 lanes from Coeur d'Alene all the way to Spokane?
It should be.
Pull up a chair there, little one. Time to get comfy and get in the head of Rob Zachary. Yep. This is Rob's rant.
Preach. Oh, there's an intro?
Preach, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Young Buck, you ever heard of the story of the old bull, young bull? I'll put you on that game a little later.
What is he saying right now?
Don't worry about it.
Three lanes.
Three lanes. That's all I'm asking. Three lanes from 15th exit or whatever it's called, 15th Street exit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the way to. Right. Why? Why are we playing this game? Why are we playing this game?
I don't know.
It should be three lanes.
But if it could at least at one spot go down to one lane. Then back
might as well at that part of it where 41 feels like it's going to one lane right there.
That's a mess.
And the worst.
And that project's going to be a while.
And you're doing it anyways. Might as well make 3 lanes all the way through.
Yeah.
And Barker. That Barker.
That's insane.
The Barker to, like, going from 3 to 2, and people are like, I'm just going to go at a speed limit.
I'm going to go at the speed limit.
I'm just going to be in the left lane and just hold up everybody behind me.
You know what's weird about
that?
It
is frustrating.
It starts at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh. I mean, even get home, if I don't get home before like 2,
yeah,
I don't even go that way. It's insane.
Yeah. Everybody's
in that far right lane, and that's the Barker exit only, and then they're at the last second. Oh, no! Where it's been saying exit for 2 miles?
Hey, North Idaho, I know you guys don't want to get any bigger. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. No more Californians. You're done. You get it. I get it. But guess what? We need 3 lanes to get into that place now. I'm sorry. Sorry, your town's growing. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Rob. That was well done.
And off air, I'll explain the old bull, young bull thing to you.
That'd be great, Steve.
Thank you, Rob. A clip of the day for us today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, let's go.
Is it off of Twitter?
This one, I think, actually might have been Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that, so let's look.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Do I need to get next to you?
No.
You want to watch it?
If you want to. No, I don't have it.
It's just audio.
Yeah.
All right.
It's still radio.
Here we go.
Nate Bargatze, he's a comedian.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And funny guy.
Yes.
And he, you don't know him, Rob?
I don't reckon.
Okay. Yeah.
He filled the arena.
He did.
In Spokane. Yeah.
He's one of those guys. He's done very, very well. But he does a lot of observation comedy, like of his life and with his wife. And that is situation. I wanted to see if maybe you could relate to this ever.
So everybody in our family, you know, everybody's got bedtime routines in their family. So our family, we try to send our daughter to bed like 9:30, something like that. And then me and my wife can watch TV, whatever. My wife will usually start falling asleep. She'll go to bed like 11:30. And then I sit out there and I watch TV till like 2 or something. Sometimes my wife, she'll go to bed and then she comes back with a blanket and she lays next to me. And she's like, well, I'm gonna just sleep out here and I'll go to bed when you go to bed. And I don't care for that at all. It's like you already promised to go to bed and I got pretty excited, so I don't.
I mean, it seems sweet, right? She wants to come. I'll just be out here with you. Yeah. And you're like, no. I've waited all day for this time.
Hey, it'll be like, all right, I'm going to bed now. Like, all right. Love you. And then like 45 minutes into whatever you're watching, it'll be like, are you coming to bed what's going on? Kind of bed or what are you doing? And I'll be like, yeah, you said you were going to bed. Well, I'm not going to sleep until you get to bed.
So sweet, though, isn't it?
It is. It's adorable. And it is. I'm very, very lucky to have Kay. But
speak it out loud.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It doesn't seem fair.
Kevin James.
What does this seem fair?
The world?
You don't think that someone who...
breaking news! Look out, everybody!
This is going to be a hard year for you, Steve.
What a realization! Hold up! Time out! The doggone world isn't fair! This is garbage!
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, fellas, we've made it to the final thoughts. Are you guys ready for it? Rob, we're here. It's time. I mean, it's final thoughts time, man. I know you're excited.
Oh, wow. Hey, 4 hours went by quick.
It did.
Final thoughts.
You want to start, Rob?
No, let's Steve. I want to hear what this guy's
Steve
got.
Steve, what up?
Hey, that wasn't so bad.
What, you mean the 4 hours or what?
We made it through okay.
What did you expect?
Well, you made it sound like it was going to be craziness or something or not good. But
well, you never know. They trust me, their finger was on the censor button way too much.
Yeah.
I will say though, Rob.
Just enough.
I don't think that I will be walking you down. Or someone else is going to need to guide.
Because you had such a traumatic experience getting up here.
And I know Rob did as well.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? No, you're fine. You got this. Yeah. We'll hang out. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
He Rob's positive. Yeah. He knows it.
All right,
we'll
I like that.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but thank you for coming in, Rob. It's good to see you in person always. And,
Steve, it's been a pleasure, buddy. We need to. How was the cruise, by the way?
It was great.
Oh, man.
I should have asked some questions about
that. Yeah.
That's on me, guys. Well, I'll be back.
Maybe next year. Yeah. We could have you out on the cruise again. That'd be fun.
Did you see videos of Steve dancing?
No, I did not.
Oh, please show him that right now before we get out of here. Do you have
the young bull's turning into the old bull in right in my eyes.
Yeah, he...
It was great.
Really something, Rob. Yeah. Let me see if I can pull this up for you here.
Yeah. It was...
So I want your live reaction on the air.
What is that?
So? I don't know, Steve. You tell me.
Well, I mean, we had a good time.
Yeah.
Little... Oh, boy.
Yeah, there he is. There he is.
The location. Steve, what's going on? Wait. Where are... There you go. There you go. I ain't mad. All right. He is surrounded by a bunch of women. I didn't know Steve was in the hen house today. There you go, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
What do you think?
Touche. Touche.
Touche.
Touche.
What do you say, Rob?
Hey, Rob, you join us on the cruise next year, I'll dance with you.
Okay, that ruined it.
Okay,
anyway.
Sorry.
You got it, Steve. Ask and you shall receive. We can get biblical. I just want to say thank you guys for having me. It was fun. You got to change the scenery, get out of the house. Yeah. I was getting cobwebs got caught up on me, and I just wanted to say, everybody just try to be a nice person if you can and try to do something nice today to each other.
What if you can't be a nice person? Stay home. Just leave everybody alone.
Nobody wants that attitude. Usually those people are alone.
That is
true. If you can't be nice, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, man, just open the door, smile at somebody. Life ain't that stressed out. Come on, just... Take a chill pill. The world's too crazy as it is. Everybody just needs to do something nice for someone else. That's all I'm just saying. I'm not saying communism. I'm just saying just do something nice to somebody else. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Like, open a door. Smile at somebody. Ask Kev how his day was. That's all.
I love it.
Final thoughts.
Kev, how's your day?
Well, I mean, my day, it's not communism.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We're heading that way.
Okay,
Let's go. Bring it back.
He just threw that in the last thing, and it made no sense.
Did it? Bring it back. Bring it back.
Oh, man.
I'll say it. I'm not afraid. I'm not going to get fired. You just won't ask me to come back.
Oh, easy, Rob. Easy. Easy, Rob.
You see it out.
Easy, Rob.
Okay. I know.
Rob actually was sat up straight when Steve said easy. That kind of scared me.
He knew where I was going.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to get... What, you're going to fire me? Cool. Well, see you guys later.
Usually when someone says on the air, you're not going to fire me, I normally turn their mics off.
Oh, that's smart.
Steve
got nervous. He was like that guy.
He did.
Rob, I was noticing that with Gonzaga basketball, they've changed the college rules where you can now have any number that you want in college basketball. It used to be it had to be between 0 and 5.
Right, so you went with 0 and 55 and all that.
Double 0 for a double dose of this hero. My bad.
Wow.
My bad.
That's amazing.
Double 0 is awesome.
It is a great
number. Would you have done a different number if you could have?
Number six.
Was that a...
My birthday's on 6-6.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that makes sense.
Now the evangelists are like, this guy's you're 666!
No, I think he only said 2. You're fine.
Yeah, you were born in 6.
I mean, in 1906. I mean, what are we doing? Okay, 6.
Okay, so 6 it would have been. Man, that would have been something to see.
I was trying to get in L.A. They gave me... I had no other numbers. I had to take 50. I tried to get 99. Thanks, Mikan.
That guy.
I tried to get all these... Everybody, all the vets had their numbers. So I
did
end up with 50.
50.
Which is a terrible number for you. What the heck?
I don't like that number.
Yeah.
That wasn't my jam.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, what do you do at that point?
6.
Yeah.
6 would be my jam.
Okay.
I have another couple numbers, but I just...
Okay.
Final thoughts.
Okay.
What?
Hey.
I'm just saying I got a couple other numbers. You went to the
33.
Well, no, I thought I just 32 30, was already taken.
I was going to say 35 maybe for my age. You guys want to go down, I don't know where.
No, seriously.
Golly. Yeah,
stay off of Wikipedia, would you?
Yeah, all right, Rob, come on. Thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it. Always good to see you.
I'm gonna just keep to myself today. You know, you guys just ripping me apart.
That's one of the biggest lies you've ever told.
Yeah, it is.
Just keep to myself.
I'm not gonna say another word.
You guys are making me self-conscious about my voice and what I say, my feelings. What about my feelings, Kev?
Come here, I'll hold you.
Oh, boy.
If I ever say that in my life about my feelings,
yeah, we'll
you
get
take
you.
Me out back. Yeah, just we'll... take me out back.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Give you a chance at some Midland tickets right now. If you want to go see Midland, you can win them right now. They're at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino on August 24th. Caller 7-509-441-0999. All right, Kevin, we'll do it again tomorrow, huh?
Let's do it.
All right, kicking off August tomorrow. We'll see you then.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.